Travel Talk with Egypt Air, your gateway to Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. With four weekly direct flights from Dublin to Cairo. Discover the world with EgyptAir.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
And you're very welcome to Travel Talk this morning, coming to you from Connecticut. And I'm delighted to be joined by Charles Mallory, who has been described as an entrepreneur who is redefining luxury here in the state of Connecticut. Charles, it is a pleasure to meet you in this salubrious surroundings of your lovely Delamar West Hartford Hotel. How are you doing?
Well, Ed, thank you. It's great to have you here. And salubrious is a wonderful word.
Thank you. Thank you. I think it describes the setting here. My first time visiting Connecticut, Charles, and I have to say I am wonderfully surprised by the beautiful offerings here, the quality of life. It really, for me, I know a lot of people called it the drive-by state. For me, it's the drive-to state now, because I've been having the most wonderful time from different places. And I know, of course, we're here in Hartford and you have Bradley International Airport here, where Aer Lingus will be restarting their flights again in April. And a great location here and a great place to base yourself.
That's absolutely right. And, you know, Hartford's exactly between Boston and New York, much less Providence and Albany. So you have sort of four major cities of New England, and Hartford's right in the middle. And it's a very convenient place to start your trip.
Amazing. Now, I mean, you have a huge family history, Charles, yourself, going way back, of course. I know that there's a beautiful portrait that hangs in one of your hotels. I think dated back to 1816 of another Charles Mallory. Were you always interested in the hospitality business? Was it always your passion?
Well, funnily enough, it was always my passion, but because my family had been involved in the shipping business since 1816, the original Charles Mallory was a sailmaker in Mystic, I always felt I had to go into that business, which I did. My father was a very persuasive man, and he said, you know, you owe me at least 1 year of your valuable life before you get into the hospitality business. And of course I did, and then stayed for 30 years and then got into the hospitality business, which I have been in since 2001, basically.
Yeah, amazing. And I mean, you have, in terms of people here around the different places in Connecticut, your properties, Greenwich, of course, another famous place here in the state as well.
Right. Greenwich is the closest town to New York City, New York State. It's a very nearby suburb, very leafy, very beautiful. It's always had a constituency of fairly wealthy residents for, you know, 150 years. So there's an architectural Disneyland of grand houses, which is kind of a fun thing to see. And it's also become a very active community for the finance world and other hedge fund, private equity, all that sort of thing. And some serious corporate headquarters have been there over the years as well. Great schools. It's very desirable town.
Yeah, I mean, that's the one thing that strikes me about Connecticut as well, Charles, is the quality of life here. I've met people who moved here and they just say like that they'd never leave. They love it here as well. Just in terms of the product, your concept of the Delamar group of hotels as well, kind of it's luxury hospitality. For people that want to come and stay here, like how would you describe it to them? Or what's the best sort of, if you tell them to stay a few days, where would you go? I mean, staying in the different hotels.
Well, our original concept for luxury was that we wanted to appeal to women as an opening thought. And great restaurants, great food, hopefully the best restaurant in the town was another driving force. And we hopefully have executed well on those premises. We also have a spa division, which my wife has done a wonderful job developing. So we now have that that's added to the menu. And the other issue is that we've tried to be on the water or near the water in all locations so that we can offer people boating experiences. And I've also always been passionate about antique cars. So we try to have some eye candy that can be used in each of the locations as well.
There's a lovely lime green car outside when we came in today. I mean, I'd love to know what that is, Charles.
Entirely for your benefit, Ed. Irish, it was two shades of green. Two shades of green.
Wow.
And it's actually a 1951 Nash Greenbrier station wagon, named after the Greenbrier Hotel in West Virginia. And it's sort of a wonderfully humorous car. Lois Lane in Superman drove a convertible version of that.
Wow.
But that's a, you call them estate cars. This is a, we call them station wagons.
Yeah.
But it's a Greenbrier.
It is. And
in your honor.
Yeah. I'm very impressed. I'll be getting a photograph later. Charles, for people when they come here that haven't been before, which is great. Now they can fly in here to Hartford, Bradley Airport. What would you suggest in terms of an itinerary, or how many days to spend here? Maybe what to do. I know later I'm going to visit the Mark Twain House, which is has been on my bucket list. Only 5 minutes up the road. Very excited about Huckleberry Finn. What would you suggest to people to give them an idea from as a local here? What you suggest they do?
Well, I think you can go basically north, south, east, or west from Hartford and find something of interest. And the northwest corner of Connecticut, for example, has got magnificent sort of countryside, which would look an awful lot like parts of Ireland, maybe a little bit like the Cotswolds in England. These great sort of horse country, farm country, 18th century villages that are quite unspoiled. And I would also say the northeast corner, which is called the quiet corner of Connecticut, has that same experience, but on a maybe slightly less grand level. From an American point of view, they are unusual. And there are two or three in Connecticut which are very accessible, Mark Twain House being one, and something called Gillette Castle, just down the Connecticut River, being another. And then you can venture into New York State or Massachusetts, and there are some other very interesting houses. And then there's some great art museums. You know, I find that renting a car and taking the road less traveled, you can stumble across really pretty villages that are very unusual in America. No strip malls, no car dealers, no big, commercial establishments. You really feel that the time has stopped in a very nice way.
Yeah, I mean, when you look at the houses here, of course, we're one of the states that's part of New England. Everywhere you look, there's these beautiful houses. Amazing. But for your offering, which I found really interesting, Charles, and kind of unique, was you spoke about the vintage car there. You arrange trips in vintage cars. You also do, if you want to go on a yacht, you do that. You have the spa packages. And then one of your restaurants, I was reading about, I think it was L'Escale, which was won lots of awards, or really, really top class as well. But it really does touch or tick all the boxes when it comes to that special sort of, to do something really special, or an anniversary or a special holiday. I mean, it's a lovely way you've packaged up everything.
Well, exactly. We tried to do that, and our the hotels are not big. Their largest one is in Connecticut's only 103 rooms. And, the minute you get into a very big hotel, you lose the personal touch. And we really try and have people who've been with us for years and years, who take their job very personally and are passionate about the hotel and what they do, and, give people a special treatment, which, of course, in Europe, has always been the case, and I think has been less so in this country. We actually have a very international staff, which is wonderful. We have our food and beverage group is substantially French speaking, which is not a bad thing.
In terms of when people want to come here, Charles, what do they usually, in terms of nights, is it usually like two or three nights people do, or they would do a tour around?
I think it, you know, 3 or 4 nights is good if you, you know, depending on how much you want to do. I mean, in Hartford alone, you could very easily spend 2 days seeing a number of things, you know, such as the Mark Twain House and actually next door the Harriet Beecher Stowe House. She was the most famous female writer of the 19th century. He was the most famous male writer. You know, she wrote something called Uncle Tom's Cabin, which was a hugely important book historically. So there's a lot to dig up. And I think, you know, making sure that our guests and, you know, people do their homework beforehand and we can do some homework for them is, of course, important. And it's not, I don't think that America has done such a good job of itinerary planning and sort of making it obvious what to see and do in Europe, because it's so much more traveled over the years. They've made it easier. And I think one of our jobs is to try and educate people and give them, you know, a good sort of itinerary that's user-friendly.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, I think what you're doing now is going to be doing exactly that. And in fact, I was in New Canaan. I was at the Philip Johnson Glass House.
Right. There's a perfect example of something that's totally unexpected.
Yeah.
It's there. It's hugely important in the history of modern architecture. And it's right there.
So, Charles, for anybody who wants to check out any of the offers or to check out some of your lovely hotels, what's the best website?
Delamar.com.
Brilliant. Charles Mallory, thank you so much. And I'm really looking forward to my Delamar experience here in Connecticut. Thanks a million.
Travel Talk with Egypt Air, your gateway to Africa, the Middle East, and Asia. With 4 weekly direct flights from Dublin to Cairo. Discover the world with EgyptAir.com.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.